Kimberly Guilfoyle, Minnie Mike's Nanny State or Bernie's Communist Revolution will have the same result. By Hannah Blow on February 28, 2020. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kimberly Guilfoyle told the crowd at Friday's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, that, whether Democrats choose Minnie Mike's Nanny State or Bernie's Communist Revolution, it will all lead to the same place: skyrocketing taxes, open borders, sanctuary cities, stagnant wages, less job opportunities, and the destruction of America's health care. Guilfoyle fired up the crowd during Friday morning's general session at CPAC and stressed the theme of this year's convention. Tomorrow in South Carolina, the Democrats will be one step closer to nominating a socialist to lead their party, Guilfoyle said to Booz. But of course, that's only if the establishment Democrats don't steal it from Comrade Bernie first. Remember last time? It's like Groundhog Day all over again. She also took aim at Mike Bloomberg, D, who is also rising in national polls. Then there's the other guy. Oh my goodness, Mini Mike, aka Big Spender Bloomberg. Remember him? She asked. Someone told him the White House was for sale, so he's doing his best to try to buy it and buy some members of Congress too. We heard him brag about that. How many superdelegates has he purchased if he goes to a second ballot? Has he planned his shopping list carefully enough to go over that? She added, promising that President Trump is going to drain the swamp of Mike Bloomberg as well. However, Guilfoyle warned that, despite Sanders and Bloomberg's differences, their visions for America will all lead to the same place. Whether it's Minnie Mike's Nanny State or Bernie's Communist Revolution, they all get us to the same place, and we don't want to go there, folks. Because that's skyrocketing taxes, open borders to child and sex traffickers, sanctuary cities and states that provide a safe haven for criminals, more crime and deadly drugs, stagnant wages and less job opportunities, and the destruction of America's health care, she said. That is the Democrats' America, but that is not our America. She warned voters to watch out for the Democrats' identity politics, urging Americans to stand strong in your faith, your beliefs, and your ideology and your support of President Trump. We are sending a clear message that will be heard in this country and across the world. Under President Trump, America will never be a socialist country, she said to applause. Even though the Democrats are embracing extreme candidates, Guilfoyle declared that none of them can stop Trump because of the accomplishments this president has been able to put on the board and the wins, mentioning the historically low unemployment rates among African Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanics, women, and veterans. While Democrats embrace victim culture and tell Americans that they are not good enough, smart enough, or able to make a living on your own, President Trump says yes you can and yes you will, she added.